This is a Building Bridges, Your Community and Labor Report special. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
For more than 40 years, Cointreau's workers in Haiti have toiled to produce orange extracts, a key ingredient in the renowned French luxury liqueur. Rémy Cointreau is a multinational company based in France, the second largest liqueur company in Europe, with a 20% operating profit in fiscal year 2000 of over $860 million. Since 1958, these plantations and processing plant workers, about 3,000 families, have been denied their most basic rights under the Haitian Labor Code, including minimum wage and all basic benefits.
Moreover, since the workers unionized in 1999, their struggle for justice has been severely repressed, often through the complicity of local and national authorities. Workers have been arrested under false accusations, beaten, threatened, and union meetings have been broken up by management goon squads. Management has refused to negotiate in good faith and has used stalling tactics, threats, intimidation, arbitrary measures, and scab workers to attempt to break the unions. Several workers and organizers are currently in hiding for fear of reprisal and arrest.
At a demonstration at Rémy Martin U.S. corporate offices, Paul Philomé from the Bataille Ouvrière, a workers' center in Haiti, talks about what led to the demonstration of Cointreau workers in Haiti recently, the repression the workers faced when they went to the fields to protest, and what ensued after the protest.
Those peasants and workers in the Guasimal plantation works for Cointreau, Rémy Cointreau, are very, very badly paid and no at all conditions to work well. And they made a union in 2000 trying to have their demands. And then the bosses of France, Rémy Cointreau, and Haiti, Jacques Novella and Nance Zephyr, tried to a big repression. One of the contracts when those people bought the land from the peasants were that they were going to be the workers of the plantation and between the orange season can work the land. And when they did the union, they told them that they are not be able to work the land again. So that means for them the dead, because they don't have anywhere to go. During 1 year you are worker in the plantation of orange, and 6 months work the land. If you cannot work the land during 6 months, you don't have anything to do. So the workers made a big manifestation to enter the land and work the land despite what the bosses said, because they know that they were right and they are in the law of the contract that they have this land for 6 months to work. And then the bosses and the states who had organized a committee and a big band of people started to with machetes and digs and rocks and gunfire too, and kill people, and they with the machete they chop
those people's parts, body parts,
and then buried them right away.
Chopped off the heads.
Yeah. And then the people have to go, and this was very many, many, many people, they got injured. And now the case is very important because the helicopter of the president of the of Haiti came to Saint Raphael and took them and put them in Port-au-Prince. And when our lawyer went to the jail trying to release them, they even say that there is nobody like that in that jail. We went there with doctors trying to bring medicine. They don't accept them. We went there with doctors trying to have first aid to the people. They didn't accept. And people saw them inside and told us that they are in very bad condition. And they don't treat them inside the jail now. and that's why we are trying to put it in an international way, because it's a very illegal process and a very inhuman way of those bosses to do with the workers, because they don't even want to recognize the union and sit down with those workers and discuss with them about their demands.
Paul Philomé talked about the brutal treatment of the workers, which he believes could not have happened without the complicity of members of the local and national Labalas party.
All the people in the government, because they had porte-parole,
spokesperson,
saying that the peasants and the workers are terrorists. And the manifestation was armed with gunfire, with high-quality weapons, and that saying that the victims were the bad people, were the assaillants.
That we were the assailants.
All the government and all the major and everybody is behind the bosses, because they even say that those people, the peasants and the workers, does not want capitalism established in the country, things like that. And saying that we don't want the workers have work to do. We are the making unions to disturb the thing. You see, that's their position. I think that the social basis of Aristide are those people. Lavalas is now showing that all those people now is acting like inside the state to make money. And with the bosses, you make more money than anything. You see what I mean? What I want to say is that the social basis of Aristide is now that, those people. And we're fighting against the workers. That it's happened that it is not a man of the peasants, it is not a man of the workers, it is not a man of the people. Because in the facts, always, since the beginning till now, and it is more and more and more and more, we are seeing concretely that he is always in the side of the bosses, always in the side of the patrons. Every conflict is always decided by his government. We have many cases in the justice court. Always we lose the court because they say that even in facts more evident that the workers are wrong.
If the workers at Cointreau lose their jobs, there's no place else to go because of the high unemployment in Haiti. Paul Philomé speaks about the role of the U.S. government in structuring trade policies resulting in unemployment and poverty of the Haitian people.
Long time ago, something like 20 years, the government of the United States, when was Mr. Carter president, started to destroy, little by little, the local economy of Haiti. They destroy all the Creole pigs, which is very important for the peasants. They destroy the rice production, inputting Rice Corporation, which is a company from the United States. At the beginning, the rice of Haiti was selling $80 a bag. They put rice of Rice Corporation at $30. Little by little, the Haitian rice came down. And after something like 1 year, they put their rice at $150. You see, destroying the rice, destroying the pigs, destroying the sugar, because they put sugar inside. You see, dumping, let's say, destroying the economy, destroying the coffee. And now you have a lot of people unemployed because of this 20 years destruction. And when come the free trade zone, the guy who put the free trade zone appears like a savior. You see what I mean? I am coming with work, but you know the free trade zone, you have to have very low minimum wage, and in Haiti, it's one of the lowest. It's 36 good, which means $150 a day, one of the lowest in the world, that this is the role of the United States. The political role of the government of the United States is, of course, preparing and organizing a situation that can permit the exploitation of the workers at the higher level, if you don't analyze the interests that they are constructing and defending.
You've been listening to Paul Philomé of Bataille Ouvrière, a workers' organizing center in Haiti, as he demonstrated with members of the Global Sweatshop Coalition in front of Remy Martin U.S. corporate offices in Manhattan. For more information on the Global Sweatshop Coalition, you can go to www.globalsweatshop.org.
This has been a Building Bridges, your Community and Labor Report special. You can't have a people.